Our Car Talk on the way next, and this is K1 Car Talk. Good morning. Welcome to another opportunity for me to say hi to Brad Dungis. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a nice day in the neighborhood.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Nice weather we got.
So, could
use a little sunshine, but I bet we get plenty later.
Yeah. Just look for some clouds in about July and August. You won't find any.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And it will be warm enough for you, I'm sure.
I'm sure we'll get our share.
You get to test out those car air conditioners that way, don't you?
That's right. And it'll put a little stress on your car. If you want us to check that out before it gets too hot, you can go ahead and bring it in. We'll be happy to check out your air conditioner while you're getting your 995 oil change.
Okay, so get in there with or without an appointment. If you'd like an appointment, give them a call, 918-333-0900, and
you can set
that appointment, or simply drive up to the quick lane, and they will take care of you on the spot.
They'll take care of you. If we are backed up a little bit on one side, we can move you to the other. We do the 995 oil change at both stores now. Mm-hmm. I think some people think that's just at Ford, perhaps, in the quick lane, but the Toyota store also does that. And we do it for all makes and models. I was talking to a guy yesterday who was in there with his Mercedes and getting the oil change there. It's a great deal for all kinds of people.
If it's good for those German cars, I'll bet it's good for my car.
Well, the oil's the same. The processes are a little different with those cars. But we have some great techs who are very experienced and know virtually everything.
Okay, and that is the nice part about your techs, is that they are experienced, they are well-schooled, they've got the knowledge and the know-how. They probably have started at changing oil and moved on to higher
levels. Most of them have been doing it many years. The manufacturers that we work for, Ford and Toyota, have extensive training programs, obviously, on their products. But a lot of the guys have done ASC training outside or worked other places previously. This is what they do, not just for a living, but in their spare time. Often, many of them they're tinkerers and work on their own projects and things. So they're often passionate about their cars and love working on people's cars. And that's what we really like, are attracting those people who that's their passion. And we have quite a few. I mean, on the Ford store, I think we've got about 14 techs right now, and on the Toyota side, six or seven. So
okay.
over 20 technicians working for us.
And that's a lot of cumulative man hours or person hours, I guess, on those vehicles.
A lot of work being done.
Yeah.
A lot of oil changes every day.
And those are the same people that if you are looking for something custom to be installed on your car, they're the ones that are going to say, you can do that.
A lot of times. It could be something in the body shop if it's a cosmetic thing.
Yeah.
And those guys are, frankly, equally as trained. A lot of times we may not think about it. You think about the guy fixing your new car, how he must be trained to do that.
Yeah.
Same thing in the body business and repairing vehicles these days. They're so complicated. We work with all kinds of new materials, about the aluminum F-150 and such. So we work on all kinds of materials. We've got a state-of-the-art body shop. The guys are iCar Gold Class or Platinum Class shop, and they're all Gold Class trained. And it's a big commitment for them as well in the training.
But the nice thing about it is because you are a preferred provider for nearly every insurance company, something happens to your car from a ding at the local parking lot to hail damage to maybe something you were lucky to walk away from, they're there to take care of it.
That's right. The small job, just a paintless dent repair, all the way up to framework and serious hits. We've got the equipment to do it all and the expertise. So that's really what we focus on in the entire dealership is, being able to handle all your automotive needs.
Is that why you've got the low price tire guarantee?
That is. We have that, the oil change. We really want to make it a no-brainer, so to speak, and where you do your business. If value is important to you, we know your time is awfully important. We want to respect that, too. We spend a lot of time working on processes at the store to really enhance that. You mentioned the appointments and service, which, a few years ago, those we didn't do often. We were really focused on turning the oil changes around as fast as possible. Part of the problem was, though, we got so busy and did so many of them that at times we'd have work stack up, and then at other times of the day we'd have work available. So we really needed a way to move it around, so we've worked on this appointment system and service, and we're still fine-tuning it, but it's been great, and it allows for us to get to schedule about 30 or 40% of the oil changes, to move them to times when they're convenient for the customer, and we have shop availability. Mm-hmm. We make sure we know we're going to have work then. We can have the guys ready to work on your vehicle. A lot of times we can anticipate the maintenance you're going to need, especially if you're coming in regularly. We can be ready to do it, and even more complicated jobs if it's that kind of time when on your maintenance schedule, and still do them in a real timely fashion. We've been working on that in the sales side too recently, Charlie, really okay. trying to kind of re-engineer the purchase process of a car deal. One of the real frustration points that we hear about from consumers about purchasing a car is the time it takes. Mm-hmm. The truth is, it's really complicated these days. If you think of all the models and all the decisions to be made, and just in selecting a vehicle, and then you got to figure out how to pay for it, what the deal's going to be. There may be a trade involved, financing. There's a lot of compliance work we do, and efforts to make sure that everything from that you are who you say you are, to the fact that your money's coming from a legitimate source, and then to all kinds of other things that we have to do just for government reasons. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, you know, making that deal fast is probably the most important thing we can do, because as we talk here all every week, the deal itself is kind of the easy part. It's the business is pretty transparent today, and pricing and how in the deal. So
it would help if I were to call up and say, hey, I think I'm interested in a new Fusion, then...
Well, that's the point. We can be ready then. We can have the Fusion ready for you when you show up. We can done a little bit of research on the vehicle you already own, so we know what it might be worth. We can get ready and make it go much quicker if we know you're going to be there and we're prepared, right? I mean, that just makes sense. I mean, if you show up at the dentist office and you don't have an appointment and you want to have your teeth cleaned, what's probably going to happen?
We can see you a week from next Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to take some time. You can wait. Maybe it'd work. But, you know, it's not quite that extreme in purchasing a car. Certainly, we're going to have people available to you if you just drop in. But I tell you, the truth is, we can make it a lot faster and better for you if we know you're coming and can schedule what we call a VIP appointment for you.
Well, it makes sense, and I realize that if you call up and you say, I'm interested in a Fusion, that you're not locked in. You could still go move up to a Taurus or down to a Focus
whatever. And we'll want to talk to you a little bit about that and make sure we're working on the right vehicle for your budget and it's going to meet all your needs. But these days, as we talk too, people do a lot of that research before they even involve us in the decision. Mm-hmm. They're going to be out there on the internet. They're going to be checking things out. They know an awful lot about their vehicles, and they go to so many fewer dealerships anymore that we don't want to miss that opportunity when they come to our dealership. We certainly want to earn everybody's business, and we know the best way to do that is to have an exciting experience when you purchase the vehicle. So yeah, that's really what we've been focused on.
Okay. Well, I know you frequently focus on what's going on in the community. You are such a supporter of events, and particularly the nonprofit organizations that are here as part of our community, whether it's the Good, the Bad, and the Barbecue, or the Price Tower, or I could start running down the list and it still wouldn't meet everything that you're involved in.
Well, thank you, Charlie. We do. It seems like we're always involved in something, but it's a great community for that. We really enjoy being involved. I hear about it from our customers and our employees how important that is that we do that. Yeah. It's part of our value system as a company. We really want to give back to the community. We think that's the biggest advantage we have is the community we live in, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to leverage that for more success for everybody.
And I know the schedule is out. We have it posted on our website for American Legion Baseball,
another one of our longtime events. We're really proud to be. This will be our 76th year of American Legion Baseball sponsorship in Bartlesville. Another great year. Looks like the team is going to be really talented and deep. Excited to see what materializes this summer.
Yeah.
We got a lot of other stuff coming up here soon. It will be Mozart is upon us.
Randy was in yesterday talking about that.
We've got all the summer stuff getting ready to pop. So.
Yeah, and you got that 75-year Ford pin on there.
That's right. I've been wearing that, haven't I?
Yeah.
So we're still celebrating a little bit of that. I got the pictures out, and so if you missed the show or our celebration a couple weeks ago, or really the entire month of April, it spilled over into June.
Yeah.
I mean, to May. Yeah. And perhaps into June.
It may be June, too. We can celebrate all year if you want to.
Yeah, we've talked about that. But, you want to relish something like that. 75 years is a great tradition, a great legacy here in Bartlesville alone. And we're, as a family, we're real proud to continue that legacy and be able to keep giving back to the community. So it's a great thing.
You brought a friend along.
Yeah, I brought Troy Martin to talk about another of our events coming up that we've sponsored for several years here. And Hot Street Party is coming up in, 3 weeks now?
Yeah, on June 10th.
June 10th. Yeah.
And you know, Dungeons has been a great sponsor for us, and so we're excited to have them back this year as a sponsor. So thank you very much for that. But we have Taddy Porter coming back. That's a big draw. Everyone really likes to see them come out.
Sure.
We're gonna have a kids space with an obstacle course, an inflatable obstacle course for the kids. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Speaking of kids, by the way, so the Freedom Fest is going to be, getting the sign-ups and actually announcing the kids that will be as part of the kiddie parade, Mr. and Mrs. Freedom Fest at your hot street party.
Yep, they'll all be, they're going to take the stage at, halfway in between. After Phillips Gymnastics and all that, so there's lots of things for all ages, and the kiddie parade type of aspect, they're going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be face painting for the kids. Everything is free except for food and beverages at this event, and all proceeds are going to the Hope Clinic this year.
Awesome.
Which is a wonderful opportunity for us to give back a little bit more. So we're really excited to be able to offer this to the community. We're going to have an adult not obstacle course, but inflatable, where it's called the wrecking ball, where you'll try to knock your opponents down with a big inflatable ball.
Well, that sounds fun.
That'll be a lot of fun. We're also introducing a few other things. We're introducing a Pong tournament for adults who like to consume the beer.
I thought you were taking us back to one of the early video games. I misunderstood.
This one's it involves cups and ping pong balls.
Yes.
So that'll be a lot of fun. We're also going to bring back the dunk tank. It raised a lot of money for Boys and Girls Club last year, and so this year we're hoping to do the same for Hope Clinic. Last year we raised over $2,000 for the Boys and Girls Club just with this one single event, and so this year we're hoping to do the same for the Hope Clinic. They're actually bringing out their van to show the community, and hopefully we can gain a little bit more awareness for what they do as well. So it's going to be a really great event, and we're really excited about it. We have lots of people who are putting a lot of time and effort into it, and we couldn't do it without sponsors like Dunges and Truity Credit Union. Those are our two big sponsors. So.
And it is the young professionals that are behind this. Let's get that
yes,
in. And some people may not really know, Hot Street Parties kind of become Bartlesville's big summer night at downtown.
Yeah.
For kids and adults, music.
Last year we had about anywhere from 15 to 1700 people downtown at one time to be down there and be around all these businesses, and it's really in the heart of downtown, and that's why it's called Hot Street Party, heart of town. We want to make sure that people realize that we have such a vibrant community, and so we get a lot of nonprofits to come down and have a booth, and Dunges brings some cars down you can check out, Trudy passes out popcorn. I mean, everybody, it's really a community involved event, and It's free to attend. It's free for the concert. Everything is free except for food and beverages, but all those proceeds are going to the nonprofit.
And by the way, the YPs were recognized pretty heavily Tuesday night at the Chamber Awards, so congratulations.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you very much. We try to do a lot for the community, and really in the last few years we've really kind of tried to make our image something more charitable and make sure that people in Bartlesville know that we're here for them, and we're here to make this place a better, we're here to make Bartlesville a better place to work, live, and play. Mm-hmm. And not to mention, Business of the Year you know, K1.
Thank you very much for the return compliment. We'll take that. But it's all about, for both of us, being involved in what's going on in the community.
Yeah. And you know, to be honest, we wouldn't be able to do it without such great sponsors. I mean, I cannot stress enough the importance of community involvement for through our businesses. And they, you know, it's so important to have businesses that care about the community, and that's what Dungeons is to us. I mean, every year I can go to them and speak to them about sponsoring an event, and they're down
really
for it.
We really like to sponsor with young professionals. You think about it. I mean, a lot of these people are may have come to Bartlesville for a job and may need a way to get connected, and this really gives them a platform for that.
Yeah.
Whether you're from here or not, it gives you a way to be connected and relevant, learn about the great community we have here and be involved, which is what we want everybody to be in a place like Bartlesville.
And that's what we try to do with young professionals. Like on the third Thursday of every month, which was today, we have a morning coffee where at 7:30 we get together at Painted Horse and we all get together and we discuss and talk and just, you know, commune together. And then we have a social once a month, and that happens to be this Friday. We're going to have it at Luigi's at 5. You know, anybody who was interested in it or wants to learn more, come on down and, you know, we'll get people actively involved. We also do community service every month. We have a lot that people can get involved with, even if it's just in certain aspects. But, you know, the Hot Street Party is one of our biggest events, and we really try to stress the importance of our community. That's why we choose a local nonprofit to give the funds to, because for us, it's about our community. It's not necessarily about what we're doing for our community. It's just our community as a whole.
But you still get to have fun and have a social experience.
Exactly.
Bonus. So really a good time.
That's great. And of course, even just since inception, and by the way, over the past year or so, the community has seen tremendous growth in your organization. But, you know, even from that core at the beginning, that was kind of the philosophy all the way around. So.
Yeah, that's always been the philosophy. It just got a little muddled at points. And so really, that was our focus, is to get it back on track and have everybody realize what we were going for. You know, I joined the board when Lacey Gittinger was president, and then we've had John Kane. You know, it's been a wonderful, like, 2 years with this organization and seeing the development and the turnaround. You know, it's been a wonderful thing, and we wouldn't be able to do it without people like the businesses that sponsor us and our events. So it's great.
It is. Well, again, the Hot Street Party, and it's always been, I think, always been free. I can't think of anything, you know, that ever, like you said, other than if you're buying food, I'm sorry, you're buying food. Yeah. But it's great.
Yeah. So it's June 10th. At what time does it start?
It starts at 7, and it'll end at 11. 11 is when the band will be wrapping up. And then we'll, you know, what we normally do is we carry the after party for adults, you know, over to like Angelo's. So, you know, so that we can kind of de-stress from the whole event. So, you know, it's a long night, but it's worth it. And the kids space will be open from 7 to 9, and then the kids space will shut down and the band will begin. The Pong tournament will start at 7:45, and the dunk tank is going to be from 7 to 9 as well. So lots of opportunities to do a lot of things.
And that's the nice part about it. You can go from here and go back over there and play more. You know,
yeah.
It's good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, Troy. It should be a fun night. Once again, everybody, June 10th.
If somebody wants to get involved in the organization, and I know you mentioned the social, but it's kind of just come join the group and be part of what's going on, right?
Yeah. They can also check us out online at ypbartlesville.com, and they're more than welcome to come and send us a message or anything like that. All of our faces are on that page, so just click on our face and they can send us an email. So
that's a great way to do it. It really is. I know him. Okay, click there, you know. I'd like to know him. Click there.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
you,
it.
Thanks, Troy. I appreciate it.
To check it out if you're interested at all in the young professionals.
Yeah, Hot Street Party coming up. It'll be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Excellent, Charlie.
And you mentioned OK Mozart coming up.
Yeah, OK Mozart is coming up. It'll be starting that same weekend, I believe, isn't it?
I think you're right,
and so that'll be a busy weekend.
Starts at
Med
Prairie Song that Saturday morning.
Uh-huh. So we're getting gearing up for that. I was talking to Randy yesterday about getting going on the vehicles we're going to lend them this year. Don't need quite so many with the change in the musicians, but we're still going to be there for OK Mozart, taking care of stuff. looking forward to that.
Yeah, and by the way, they have a concert this weekend if you'd like to check that out at Ambler Hall.
Ambler Hall, which if you haven't checked it out, I mean, you really need to go see something there because the sound quality in there is outstanding. If you haven't been to a performance there, you really need to try it out.
Yeah, combination of classical and jazz this weekend, kind of reworking some of the songs that Louis Armstrong did. So
cool.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Excellent. So
you brought in some more information.
You know, what I wanted to mention first of all that you know right now, if you've been watching the businesses at all, you're going to hear that there's some stress now on interest rates. The Fed is looking at maybe a bump in the interest rates.
Well, it's been so low for so long.
It's been low for a long time, and frankly, this drumbeat's been there. And if you know, but I think. I can kind of feel that maybe it is coming to an end here. I know the manufacturers are still offering some 0% right now for up to 72 months, which is an awesome deal. Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in that at all, I would recommend you check it out now. I just don't know how long they're going to be offering that in today's environment if the interest rates do start to go up.
Rest of May for sure.
Yeah, that's right. We've got it now through the rest of May. We've got a bunch of great deals on everything that we have in stock right now. I mentioned before the Smart Bonus cash program on some Fords out there. We've still got, these are extra $1,000 rebates on a handful of the vehicles that we have in stock. There's two Escapes, an Explorer, a Fusion, a Focus. There's one more I'm not remembering. But anyway, Edge.
Yeah. Okay.
So across the entire spectrum of the mid-size SUV to the Fusion and Focus sedans. These are vehicles we've had in stock for a while. You get all the regular rebates, all the Dungis discounts, plus an additional $1,000 off on these vehicles.
And I think that's important. We mentioned that those are stackable. Just keep on stacking.
Oh, yeah. We talked about the complication of the vehicle purchase process. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting to all the incentives lined up, right? Because there are so many different ways to save people money in buying a car, you know, and sometimes they're obscure things, things you may not think of. You may be a first-time buyer, and there's a special rebate for first-time buyers, or a veteran. Ford has great programs for veterans, but it's not just veterans. It also works for peacekeepers and anybody who serves the public in that way. So EMS people, firemen, all the public servants, are almost all of them are eligible for that rebate.
This is National Police Week, so officers get in there.
Yeah, you've got that. You've got American Quarter Horse Association. It just goes on and on. Affinity programs, different. Sometimes when you work somewhere, you may have we have partner programs with ConocoPhillips and some of the other major corporations around where you get special partner pricing from the manufacturer. Mm-hmm. So we've got to work through and make sure we get the very best deal for you. It may not be as simple as just finding the vehicle and here's our price at Dungis. There's all these other incentives and programs that we need to analyze and really put the best to get the very best deal for you. That can take time. But if we know all that beforehand, like I said, we can be ready and really make it simple for you and save you a lot of time.
And I think that's like you were saying at the beginning of the program, what people nowadays are looking for is they realize that to a certain extent, they've got to sign their name 50 jillion times. But it's also a matter of getting the right vehicle, the one that we know we want to drive for the next 2, 3, 5, 7, 15 years.
You want to be comfortable in your decision and comfortable in the process you went through to buy the car. I mean, that's the whole thing.
So you make it easy. We haven't really talked about Lincoln, but back to that 995 oil change on a Lincoln. Bruce makes it so easy.
Bruce does, and there's a lot of exciting stuff coming with Lincoln. We're getting ready. We've been doing our Lincoln Concierge service now for several years, and we include in that pickup and delivery for people. We've got loaners. We wash your car when it's in. But the pickup and delivery aspect is getting ready to be rolled out nationally with Lincoln. We'll be making an official part of the Lincoln program that comes with a Lincoln that you buy for the first 5 years of the program at any Lincoln dealership around the country. So another great amenity for our Lincoln customers. Mm-hmm. It allows for them to have the convenience of not having to bring their vehicle in for service. When you think about it, a lot of the time spent on service is just getting there and getting back to your office. And we know, like we mentioned on the car sales
process. Your time is really the most valuable thing we have in our lives. And so making it simpler for you and easier and more convenient is a great value. And we don't raise the price for that. If it's a $9.95 oil change, it's still a $9.95 oil change. And we're going to pick up and deliver it.
That's nice. So we focused a lot on Ford, and I'm not trying to get the double in there on Ford, but you do the same sort of thing for Toyota buyers and for your used car buyers, right?
For everybody, you know, that's the thing. It's Dungis Family of Autos. It's one company. We're there across all our brands. But Toyota, yes, we have great deals on Toyotas now, too, with the same interest rate options, 0 for 72, 0 for 60 on a bunch of different things, great deals and rebates. Toyota has been a great partner for us, and they really make a great vehicle.
And they stand behind it. 2 years of Toyota Care right out of the bat.
That's right. Free maintenance for 2 years. That reminds me of another product, a couple changes we have coming that this will be good news for you, because I know you're a fan of our Tires for Life program.
Yes, I am.
But we're getting ready to enhance Tires for Life. We're working on an enhancement to it. It'll be Tires for Life Plus, so to speak. But it'll add 4 additional benefits to the Tires for Life. So you're going to get some tire and wheel protection. With today's wheels being so much more lower profile and big, they're made out of alloy often, mm-hmm. which if you curb hard, it can crack or it can get cosmetic damages.
Right.
So adding wheel protection to Tires for Life is a valuable thing, I think, for our customers. It'll allow for some roadside assistance and a rental car reimbursement on that, plus the wheel protection. Mm-hmm. We've already got road hazard, but it enhances that. There will be a windshield element to it as well. So if you get a starred windshield, this isn't a replacement of a windshield program, but it'll repair anything up to 6 inches.
And
it's just bundling all this other stuff that we find people often need at some point in their ownership of the vehicle. A truck's going to hit a rock, and you're going to get a star in your windshield.
Sure.
And this is going to allow you to have peace of mind to get that fixed and have safety, know you're going to be driving a safe vehicle.
Well, and that way, to me, just sitting here not knowing much about it, I'm dealing with you. I don't have to turn in the insurance claim to say I need to get that star on my windshield fixed.
Well, and this isn't really meant for insurance claims. I mean, if the windshield needs to be replaced, it is a claim.
Yeah.
Or if you have hail damage, or the PDR is another thing that will add to Tires for Life. So side vehicle dents, parking lot dents, stuff like that will be removed under the program. So
that is a great update.
Yeah, I thought it would really add to it. Another thing we've been working on that we're going to begin bundling up around, kind of like the Toyota Care. Toyota and Ford both at different times have provided maintenance, no cost. We understand that. We do the $9.95 oil change.
And you get the opportunity already to prepay some of the maintenance that you will need later down the road.
Well, and that's what I'm talking about here. We're going to, we've rebundled our maintenance package, which was already a great value, but we've lowered the cost of that significantly for people. We've built it around the $9.95 oil change. Duh. I mean, it just made sense. One day I was looking at it and going, well, why doesn't that work right? And anyway, it just needed to be re-engineered around the program. And it is. It's going to be a great, great value to people. And I think a lot of people will be really pleased when they see how much it costs to extend your maintenance beyond the Toyota program. Or if you want to pay for 5 years of your maintenance up front, mm-hmm. you get that plus all kinds of other benefits, coupons for things like wiper blades, $500 off your next purchase, all kinds of great deals. And, you know, just again, another example of adding more value to doing business with Dungis.
Well, and going back to that value on that trade-in, just because it has been well-maintained, you've seen it regularly as far as, you know, the oil changes were on time, the requirements of just in the right out of the owner's manual for Tires for Life, you get a well-maintained vehicle back when we will buy your car.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the truth is right now we're in desperate need for vehicles. We've been calling a lot of our customers trying to find specific vehicles that we need. Really, you know, maybe 5 year old vehicles that are still pretty good in miles and well maintained, like you said. Mm-hmm. Those vehicles are what we need. If you are looking to trade one, to sell one, you have an extra vehicle, maybe you're buying from some other dealer, we'll even keep them honest. If you want us to make a cash offer for your vehicle, give us a call, come on down. Well, we want to buy vehicles today.
Okay, $9.95 oil change, and I'm going to say you're open till 6 tonight for oil
change? 6 for oil changes, and probably be there till 7 or 8 on selling cars. We pretty much stay till the last person goes home.
And the website's open 24/7?
24/7, DungeonsChoice.com. You can get to all our showrooms there. Get phone numbers if you need to call somebody or send a request in for more information. Pictures of all our used vehicles are up there, and many of our new vehicles, all kinds of great research tools and ways to figure out what you want.
And start the finance process.
Start the finance process, schedule a service appointment, all kinds of tools at DungeonsChoice.com.
Thanks, Brad. We'll talk to you again next Thursday morning right here on K1.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ.